This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's 7 after the hour. I was looking at something, actually a couple of things, I'm a big believer in mirroring. That's a hard word sometimes for those of us to, when we use it, mirroring, the mirror with an ing on the end of it. I think that we all, depending on how our relationships go with people and what the relationship is, I think in love relationships, we're attracted to people who mirror our issues. And then the whole idea of what it is that when we get up in the morning and look in the mirror, what do you look at when you look in the mirror? Look in your eyes, you look at your nose, you look at your mouth, you look at your face, you look at your hair. What do you look, or do you, and maybe more to the point, when you look at yourself in the mirror, do you smile or do you frown? Smiling. Somebody tried to teach me once how to smile when I was doing early promotional pictures in my career. When people today tell me to keep my mouth shut when I'm getting my picture because I'm always
because you talk through your picture because you're uncomfortable.
Yeah,
you think that's what it is?
Oh, I know that's what it is. You're so uncomfortable that you just talk your way through a picture.
Instead of just standing there and smiling.
Smile,
or looking good. So why do you think that is, Jennifer? What's wrong with me?
I don't know if it's anything that's wrong with you. I mean, we all have our weird things. I mean, you know. Look, nobody's perfect, Dougie. Don't take it, as an insult. I don't know why.
I'm one of these people who belongs behind a microphone. Apparently, I have never really made any impact when it came to television or movies or acting or anything like that.
Do you think you're insecure about your looks?
I think I am. I don't know that I have been, but I think I am. Let's see how I tactfully put this. There are those who think that because of my age, I don't have the same attractiveness or prowess as I might have when I was younger.
Do you want to know something? I'm gonna be real honest here, because look, those yappy people we were at breakfast with over the weekend, I had lots of time to sit and look around. Dougie and I had breakfast together this weekend with my dad and with Joe Crummy, and everybody was kind of but I had time to look around, and I was actually looking at your face, Doug, and I was thinking to myself, I don't think you've ever looked more handsome, actually, and that's no joke.
Thank you.
I think you've actually aged, but you know, some people get better. I think your face has gotten better, actually.
Well, I think the rest of me is. I'm paying attention to it, and it sort of feeds into this whole business. Thank you. I wasn't looking for a compliment.
I wasn't going to tell you. I mean, I wasn't. It just kind of came up, but I remember thinking, "Wow." I mean, your face looks great, and I think now that you've gone gray, it actually looks good on you. Yes.
I was looking at a picture of Meredith and me a couple of years ago that was taken at the farm when there was some organization, somebody's doing something. And I looked at myself and I thought, is that the way I look now? And I think that it was, I don't feel like I've looked a whole lot different. I look at pictures of me, promotional pictures. I was doing some work for someone and I had to dig out some old stuff at the house, old promotional pictures. And it is self-serving as it may sound, I don't think I look much different now than I have looked for the last 35, 40 years. My hair's a little different color. But other than that, I think the reason that I bring it up is because you can feel your age if you want to let yourself feel your age. And I'm pretty conscious of it. I haven't been, but I am lately for any number of reasons. But the thing that it is, for me anyway, is to look at the overall circumstance. So understand the world is your reflection. When you look out at it, it looks back at you. And you will project whatever it is that you're feeling. So I'm interested that you tell me that you think I don't feel comfortable in front of a camera. That may be true. I haven't really analyzed it that way. But I always feel like I need to get everybody going. When pictures are being taken, let's get everybody going. Let's get everybody feeling good.
I also think there's something to be said because I don't talk through my pictures and I'll usually smile, but like for video camera, I hate video camera. I freeze up when video camera comes around. I don't know why that is. Because still pictures don't bother me. It's the video. And
really?
I think it's because we're behind a microphone and you get to be vulnerable, but you get the protection of being in a room with one, two, three people, maybe even by yourself.
Yeah.
And then when you have all eyes on you, it kind of brings back that little, for me, I was the shy kid in school and I hated giving oral reports and presentations. And for me, it kind of brings me back to that feeling, I think.
Yeah.
And that's so funny because I'm the opposite. I don't mind video, but I don't like posing for pictures because I just feel like I'm better represented in a 3D capacity in terms of like my personality and just everything about me. I just feel like I'm much more 3D than 2D. So I don't really, pictures make me nervous, but I don't really like it.
Isn't
I'm not comfortable.
Funny?
But yeah, you could video, you could literally follow me around with a video camera. It wouldn't faze me.
See, we all have our weird things.
Yes, we do. Yeah. We're a weird bunch here. It's the DJV Experience. Doug, Jennifer, and Victoria. In a few moments, I want to talk about what's going on down in Houston or what's going on along the border and what the Mexicans have been saying to their citizens who are here, which is pretty damned outrageous if you really get down to brass tacks about it. First, though, let's talk about the power of nitric oxide. Younger people have a lot of nitric oxide. It is L-arginine and oxygen. If you know, a lot of people who are working out use L-arginine. And the reason they use it is for the same reason that we're talking about Super Beats, because Super Beats has a lot of it in it. Nitric oxide is sort of a combination of L-arginine and oxygen. There's something called indolium that's in it as well. And with age, here we are talking about age again, comes a deficiency in your ability to produce enough nitric oxide to have your body getting the food it needs through the blood source, the blood supply. So as you get a little older and things begin to dysfunction, is that a word? Is that a good way? Yeah, your body becomes dysfunctional. Or it doesn't work as well as it used to. Plaque builds up inside the arteries and blood vessels are not able to carry as much oxygen-rich blood around your body until you get into the Super Beats program. When you do what Jennifer has done and Victoria has done and Kara has done and I have done, you'll find your mood is better, your memory is better, your bones feel better, your immune system feels better. The fact that nitric oxide opens up the arteries in your system, gets the blood through to your muscles, to your brain, to every aspect of your body that needs to have the strength of good, solid blood everywhere. You need blood for energy. You need it for life. You need it to, in terms of white blood cells, protect your immune system. That's what the immune system is. It's white blood cells. You got to get them to every organ in your body, every part of your body, to keep those invading microorganisms out. So, you're looking for something that just is better from top to bottom for you. Get on to the Super Beats program. Get a 30-day supply of Super Beats free when you get your first order. Backed by a money-back guarantee. You'll receive the book, Beat the Odds, free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. Everything is good when you have Super Beats in your life. It really is. So if you're ready to try, call 800-655-4183. Well, a lot of people think it's cool to go to DougLikesBeats.com because it's a way of you sort of nosing around, look at the website, see what they have for products and how you can understand more thoroughly, much more than I can explain in a 60-second conversation about this, how it is that this stuff works as well as it does. And the guarantee is simple. You get your money back if it doesn't work. I know that isn't the case with Jennifer, not the case with Kara, not the case with... I don't know anybody, frankly, who's gotten onto Super Beats. All the people that I know, friends who buy this stuff, I don't give it to them. They actually buy it, and they take it, and they feel, especially before a workout, that it is or you're involved in heavy physical activity, this is the way to keep yourself on the top of your game.
Yep.
Get a bonus. Go ahead, Victoria. Sorry.
I was just going to say, last week I saw my doctor, and I'm working through some, you know, thyroid issues and things. And she said, oh, just list everything that you're currently taking, supplements, whatever. And I said, oh, I start my day every day with Super Beats. Have you heard of it? And she said, oh, my gosh, that is such a wonderful product. I wish all of my patients would use Super Beats every day. And she said it has so many benefits. And I said, well, I love it. It's my energy boost. I gave up coffee right before I joined the gang here. And so that is the way I have my energy every morning. And so I'm happy that I have my doctor endorse it.
Yeah, it's good. Well, Dr. Ken on this program endorses it. Dr. Jack Stockwell endorses it. Everybody that I know of who, as I say, in my friends, my circle, say this stuff works. So get to the program. Why not do it right now while you're thinking about it? Call 800-655-4183. Order the first supply. Get the bonus 30-day supply free. Go to DougLikesBeats.com if you're more comfortable going online, looking around. A healthier heart, better circulation, more energy. That's about Super Beats. That's the story. 800-655-4183 to order or online at DougLikesBeats.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves unwind with their uptown entourage on private islands. The have-dones unwind with a relaxing massage and hundreds of other spa treatments. Looking for a facial? Think Groupon. Want a mani-pedi? Think Groupon. Need a haircut? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
Guys, Valentine's Day is just around the corner. So rush into JCPenney for up to 60% off select diamonds, gemstones, gold, and silver jewelry. And an extra 15% off all heart-shaped fine jewelry already marked down 40 to 60%. Plus, get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items in-store and at jcp.com. But you better hurry. It's almost Valentine's Day. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Valid 2-9 to 2-14. Some exclusions apply. Check jcp.com or newspaper for coupon and details.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10, winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 19 after the hour. This thing with the Mexican deportation is getting out of control. USA Today has a pro forma of what you do if ICE agents come knocking your door. For God's sake,
immigration officers come knocking at your door.
God, these people. This just shows you how left leaning. There are 160 people that have been arrested. They were all criminals. Have there been others deported? This is the thing that really riles me is this woman, this mother of who's been here for 14 years. She never has done a damn thing to make herself legal. And they're all whining about her being deported. Come on. Get it together, folks. Jennifer, what do you see? I mean, I'm looking at these Mexican warnings. Mexican government warns its citizens in the U.S. to take precautions.
Mm-hmm. They also are trying to send money up here to gum up the legal system so that these people will not be getting a fair and speedy trial. They're going to try to gum it up. You're telling me that these people, Mexico, doesn't want these people back because they know that they're criminals.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
It's like the Haitian guy who came in your area, Dougie, and murdered that kid that Haiti didn't want back. Right. It's just ridiculous.
Well, it's getting to be out of control and really perplexing because all the information is so one-sided in the presentation. 21 after the hour.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Tell me honestly, would you still love me the same if I showed you my flaws, if I couldn't be strong? Tell me honestly, would you still love me the same?
23 and change after the hour here on the DJV Experience. We have Adam Levine to focus on. Got his Walk of Fame star. Maybe I should put it on the other. Put the shoe on the other foot. Star on the Walk of Fame. A Hollywood star. Yes, there are a lot of people who are in various entertainment categories. His Hollywood Walk of Fame was in front of a big musical facility. I'm trying to remember. I heard him on the radio talking about where he was.
Where his star is?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm trying to remember. It's in a music, it's a front of a big music building anyway. His pals were there. Sammy Hagar, who you remember from Van Halen. Blake Shelton. I love you, buddy. You're my brother. I heard that. It was all over the L.A. radio stations, as you can imagine, on Friday. Gwen Stefani was there to give him a hug. And Levine's wife is it Bihate Prinsloo? Is that how you pronounce
it? It is, yeah.
Victoria's Secret model.
Yeah.
She was there. The daughter was there. It's nice. The four-month-old daughter is Dusty Rose. She kind of stole the show as he dangled her above his star pose for a nice family photo. He wasn't singing and he wasn't talking like I do when I get my picture taken. Love is closed. I thought it was interesting. Sammy Hagar took to the stage to rave about his talent, not about Hagar's talent, but about Levine's talent. He said, quote, he's one of the most unaffected superstars I've ever met. And then Shelton stepped up to the podium and talked about his bromance with Adam Levine.
And then, which is, says, the cornerstone, quote, of The Voice.
Yeah. Imagine my disappointment when I found out this isn't a roast. poking fun at Levine's fashion sense and scrawny figure. It is kind of nice to see that warmth. I like that. He said, I've never had a more honest and loyal friend than Adam Levine. I know getting a star on the Walk of Fame is a big deal, but I'm happy to see him get this because he's my friend. And then the crowd was there and stopped it up the street to Highland, at the corner of Highland and Hollywood, I think. But it goes down to Sunset, so that whole kind of two-block area is where a lot of music stars are anyway. And
do they keep adding more real estate, or do they have these already? Do they have predetermined? And then
it takes they take up. There's a 4x4, like most sidewalks, they're 4x4 blocks of concrete that are usually poured into the into the side of the street, into the sidewalk.
Right. No, I've seen it, but
and
I mean,
they
like,
pick them up and they. You mean is there a certain area there?
Yeah.
Where
are they going to expand into other parts of other city blocks and things like that?
Yes. The answer is yes to both of those.
Okay.
Yeah. They're running out of space.
Yeah. I was going to say.
And they put them in different areas. The old timers, and then there are newer people, and they now separate out more the music people from the movie people. But it's really a very interesting walk, actually, to walk over these names and to a lot of people, they don't know who some of the old timers are. And so if you bring your device with you and you're taking a walk on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, you see a name you don't get, just Google it and see who that person was. Because there are a lot of fabulously famous people who a lot of folks have forgotten. And that's in part the purpose of this Hollywood Walk of Fame, is to remind people about the stars of old.
It's
you
very
pay
cool.
You pay $3,000. Each star pays $3,000 for the star. They have to pay for it themselves. And the mayor of Hollywood, is titular, but he shows up, and there's a, depending on how well known you are, there were like 40,000 people there. The road was jammed. We plugged up traffic for hours when this thing took place. But it was kind of cool.
Wow.
So Adam Levine now has his own star. That's cool. 28 after the hour here with DJV.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
To slow down the buying frenzy of absurdly delicious Cozy Shack pudding so there is enough for everyone, we wrote the world's worst jingle.
Take some Cozy Shack tapioca pudding. Stick a spoon in it. Wipe your face with a napkin.
Made with simple ingredients. Cozy Shack pudding. Absurdly delicious.
America, it's time for some straight talk. You love your phone. Look at you. You hardly put it down. But you don't love that expensive wireless plan, do you? So what if I told you you can keep that phone, network, and number two for half the cost? Well, this is me telling you. It's time to switch to straight talk, guys. Bring your own phone and get unlimited plans starting at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight talk wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed back.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Back at it here, 34 after the hour for Monday, February the 13th. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen in this half hour of conversation, a focus in part on what's going on with United Airlines. I guess maybe this a couple.
That's the statement of the century. My God.
A pilot was reportedly removed from a flight after giving a bizarre rant about her divorce. And also politics on the intercom. Passengers got pretty uncomfortable, as you can imagine. Okay, normally when I fly, and I'm fortunate to be able to fly a lot, I don't mind flying at all. I'm just one of those, you get a seat and it's pretty magical when you get right down to it. You get onto this tube, this tin can in the sky, and you sit there for, in my case, 6 hours. Okay, I got on a plane in Boston. I fly to Los Angeles, and I do it every week or 10 days. And so you sit there, you have a meal, you look at some TV or video, you read a book, take a nap, whatever it is, and you know maybe you bump around a little bit, but you don't feel much. And then you get off the plane, and you're someplace that okay. Look at this. It's amazing, actually, when you think about it. And so the pilot comes on, usually just as you're taking off from the cockpit. This is what you got to do, blah, blah. This is what the flight's going to take. And I hope you enjoy your flight on American Airlines. Okay, that's it. And then, you know, along the way, if you get a bump or two, they say, please put your seatbelt on. But once in a while, you get a character who will describe stuff. Every once in a while, you have somebody who's fun. That, you know, maybe is a joke. I think I flew from Denver to Charlotte a couple of weeks ago, and it was, the pilot was hysterical. And just, you know, and people were having fun. It relaxes you. Yeah. I just want to, when I get on the plane, I want to look into the cockpit and see a guy with gray hair. That's all.
Uh-oh.
I want to see somebody sitting there. What? A woman with gray hair. Do you want me to?
Really? You want to see Grandma up there?
I do want to see some.
I don't.
Looks like they have some, let's say they've got a few miles under their belt. Anyway, so, but the whole thing that's so bizarre about this, according to the reports anyway, Victoria, this pilot, who was late anyway, the flight was from Austin to San Francisco, boarded the plane in her street clothes.
Which, have you ever seen in all the years of your
never,
flying? I've never seen that either.
Never. Uh-uh. I'm surprised they let her out, because you got to check into the office. Each
right.
of the airlines has an office where the pilots go in and check in before they go to the flight. They get the flight data, they get the weather, all of that stuff.
And doesn't, so, she, doesn't any captain have to do a pre-flight check?
Well, either that or the co-pilot. One or the
okay.
other has to go around the plane.
Right.
I'm going to bet this was a 737. So the passenger who started all the conversation on social media, a fellow named Randy Reese, he said on Twitter, "I'm shaking right now. I just left my United flight because the captain demonstrated she was not mentally in a safe place. She got on in street clothes, asked if we were okay with her flying like that. We all said, yeah, that's okay.
And then
what
the
behavior continued." Yeah, right. Pilot spoke over the aircraft's intercom, sharing what she was going through in her divorce. And then she started talking about politics. She says, "I don't care if you're voted for Trump or Clinton, they're both a-holes."
She says this over the intercom.
Over the speaker on the intercom, right. And then this guy who was doing the Twitter was caught on video by another passenger gathering his belongings and leaving the plane. Reese said half the flight just left. After he did, they just emptied the plane out. And then he documented the incident on Twitter, sharing photos of the pilot being removed from the plane. She asked him, "Did I offend you, sir? If I did, I apologize. You don't have to fly if you're not comfortable." I mean, like, completely bonkers.
Yeah.
I don't fault her. I don't even fault the airline. I mean, this is a stressful job. It's a tough job. And you got to be tested, however. You got to know for sure that these people, and this is my beef, not only with the airlines, but a lot of different. I mean, we saw it last year. Remember that guy got on the plane, the co-pilot, he crashed into the side of the mountain. He intentionally did it because he wanted to kill himself. And he takes 185 people with him in the plane. You know, that kind of stuff, you just off your rocker.
Yeah, well, that's what I was wondering, is if you were a pilot and you're not feeling, I mean, she obviously knew that she was not in a good place.
Right.
What do you do? Do you think that they are encouraged
off.
To
book
fly
off.
Anyway?
You go into the office and say, "I can't do this today."
Yeah.
You book off. That's what you do.
Yeah. You definitely have to know your limits.
Well, you got to know yourself. You're going through a lot. A lot of people go through a lot. Some people buck up and handle it. Some people don't. Everybody's different emotionally. All of our signs and the cosines, where our moon is and where our rising sign is and where our sun sign is, those really do affect who we are and how we are. And
right.
there are a lot of things going on. There was a full moon last week that was very, very powerful, especially
and
if you were a Leo.
You saw it. It was
oh,
gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. It was very strong. If you were a Leo or an Aquarian, it affected you very strongly. And so under the circumstances, I mean, I don't know what, obviously you don't know what this person's background is, but you know she had issues. And, you know, the other side of it is that men might not express themselves like this, even though you'd want them to. If a guy got on the plane under the same circumstances, how would you think he would be treated differently than she was? But really and truly, honestly, look at it, understand it. When a guy who came on and did the same thing, "I'm having trouble with my divorce," gets on the speaker and talks about the politics of America, what would you think of a man who did that?
I feel like he would get a little more leniency from
me. I do too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Then, yeah.
Yep.
Huh.
Yep.
I feel like I would still be freaked out, but this is actually kind of it raises a different point for me, is that a guy might not be as likely to talk like that, but mm-hmm. I don't necessarily know that it means he is handling things better because he's silent about it. So it's almost, it's kind of good that she was talking about it out loud because they were able to get rid of her.
Get her. And
whereas a guy you might not know beforehand and then he might go crazy in the middle of the flight.
But I could just picture if a male pilot made the comment, I don't care if you voted for Trump or Hillary, they're both a-holes. I feel like that would garner a lot of chuckles. Like that would be considered like a joke and people would laugh about it.
I think a lot of people would agree with that, frankly.
Sure.
I might sign on to that myself.
Right, but that was not the reaction that she got when she made that statement. So there are obviously double standards of how we expect men and women to behave in certain situations, and you know, and certainly when you know, there are lives at stake, getting up in the air. I mean, this is you know a dangerous job at best.
Yep.
So you know, I don't think she got the leniency that a man would have gotten.
No, I think you're right. All right, so here's another United. When it rains, it
what
pours.
What is up with United?
Well. Here's a lady named Kathleen Considine, who posted on Facebook a concern about her dog, Jacob, and the way he was treated by United. This lady, Kathleen Considine, said that Jacob, who was a quite an attractive golden retriever, they were supposed to travel from Detroit to Portland with a layover in Chicago. So when the plane landed in Chicago... he wasn't able to get on the plane. He didn't fit on the plane to Portland. So he was kept in a kennel for 20 hours until the next flight that he could fit on. United Airlines didn't let his Miss Considine send food with the dog. She also says that Jacob was disoriented and non-responsive in Portland and was told by a United agent the dog may have been given medication. She posted on her social media site, her pet was taken to an emergency veterinarian, and he was dead. The airline said it worked to ensure Jacob's comfort throughout the flight, showed no signs of distress. Bull.
Yeah, crap. He apparently, it's a 7-year-old dog, too. Yeah, so not an old dog. He had
not
a physical 24 hours, a mandatory physical 24 hours before flying and was completely fine.
Yeah.
And, you know, the person for United say, oh, yeah, he'll fit into the carry-on just fine. Like, you know, I didn't even check beforehand. And
well, this was, by the way, they were going to carry the dog underneath in a kennel, not up in the plane with this lady. And they said they couldn't fit him into the plane in Portland, which is a bunch of nonsense. You can fit anything. I mean, the crate's like, what, 3x4 or something? Don't give me that baloney that they couldn't fit him in. I'm betting that they forgot him, put him off to the side, and then... You know, all these other things. I hope she sues the hell out of him.
Well, and that's why she posted it on Facebook. And that's one of the good things about social media is that she said that she'd been talking to United and they wouldn't take any blame for it. I mean, obviously they're saying, oh, yeah, he was fine the whole time. The dog's not fine. He was never fine if he shows up and is completely unresponsive and then dies.
Right.
So she posted it on Facebook. And that's how I actually saw it was a couple of friends I knew had reposted her status and were posting the story to try and get it out because she couldn't get anything from United. She's trying to, you know, get more buzz about it through social media.
I'll tell you another story. Most of the time, as you hear with me, I fly on American. That wasn't always the case. Back probably 10, 12 years ago, I flew United a good deal. And Charlotte, my beloved bulldog, didn't ride well underneath. So a couple of times... and I remember this vividly because I watched her in the crate as she was being put up underneath the plane. And I had taken great pains. Dr. Carlson gave her Benadryl and some other stuff to calm her down. It never really worked because that wasn't her thing. And I only did it a couple of times. She used to go back and forth across the country because she'd spend some time at the beginning. She would be with me part of the time, with Brendan part of the time. And it wasn't until later that I actually started carrying her up overhead with me, which worked much better. But I remember on a United flight from Boston, from Los Angeles to Boston, when she was put up in the undercarriage and they were sure that she was all set, the fellow that was running the baggage came up into the plane and I'm trying to remember whether he found me or he gave this to the captain and the captain found me, but it was, and I still have it, it was a pink slip acknowledging that she was taken care of. And I thought it was very special, frankly. It was a neat thing. So the reason I tell you the story is because a lot of times, you know, we take a shot at United, which probably, in this case, you know, those things happen. It really, because these airlines have gotten so big, and they're so impersonal, and they really don't, some people care and some people don't. I mean, you find that in any business that you're in. But in this circumstance, I would bet that they were neglected. They were.
Yeah,
they were,
and that's the sad thing, is that there are great stories and there are great people, and that's all it takes is one.
Yeah, one
person.
Oh, yeah. You have years of. Look at. This happened to me once. Years of good PR, and then something bad happens, and bingo, like that.
Well, that's
in 30 seconds.
Remember, though, is it takes one bad person or one good person.
Yep.
So it just.
Yep.
If you see a dog there that's not being taken care of, be the one good person who stands up and does something, and then it can.
Yep.
Make a total difference in someone's world.
You're right. I agree with you 100%. Good. Thank you.
Oh, such an unnecessary way to lose a valuable member of
Horrible.
Your family.
Oh. Yep, it is. It's heartbreaking. All right, let's talk about something good. Victoria and I think Kara got some of these sheets, too. I don't know whether she slept on or not yet.
I sure did, and I slept pretty well last night.
Well, most of us just got these last week. The folks at Parachute, you may not have ever heard of this brand before, but I want to tell you something. This is really something. I was talking earlier about how, in terms of partnership, sleeping with someone who really understands the quality that comes of looking at sheets and buying the cheapies versus the really expensive ones, and how much different. There's nothing better than getting into fresh sheets, no matter what. Mm. Every night, if you could do it, if I could figure it out and figure a way to get my sheets changed or to change them myself every day, I would, because there's nothing better than getting into clean sheets.
True. Yep.
And now we've got an additional, a wonderful new way for you to enjoy your time on Parachute, P-A-R-C-H-U-T-E, Parachute Sheets. This is something to take note of, because you will find, as I have found and Kara has found and Victoria has found, these are the most comfortable sheets you will ever sleep on. And be, you know, beside the fact you want to be comfortable, and like the bedding, and this is something else I learned from my pal, you know, you don't want to have a bed or a pillowcase or a pillow, mattresses, the covers, I mean, any of that stuff, the mites and the crud, and even if you wash them. So you don't want that. What you want is to replace your sheets and make sure that you're replacing them with the best. And just because they're the best, that doesn't mean they're the most expensive. That's what you're going to be very excited about. When you see, go online to the Parachute website, visit parachutehome.com/DJV to see what there are there. And by the way, the sales pitch for this isn't just that they have wonderful bedding, but that this is unheard of. Nobody does this. You can use these sheets for 2 full months, and if you decide you don't like them, you send them back, get your money back, no questions asked. They donate the sheets to Habitat for Humanity. Fabulous.
I mean, I try to be a conscious consumer with everything, and it's not always easy, but this is an easy one. I mean, the sheets are amazing. They're gorgeous. They're handmade in Italy.
They're handmade in Italy. Right. They're not China.
In Tuscany,
Italy. Mm-hmm. And there's no synthetics used, and the company gives back. I mean, how much better can you get? And the prices are better than anybody else's for the quality. Good God. Why would you go anywhere else? And it's fast. You get them fast. You don't have to go to the store. Bingo. You go online to parachutehome.com/DJV, and you'll get with that free shipping and the comfort. Get the comfort. It is wonderful. And I unboxed my Parachute delivery. I thought it was the most fun. Okay, so enjoy a good night's sleep. Join us, parachutehome.com/DJV, for these new wonderful sheets.
Guys, Valentine's Day is just around the corner. So rush into JCPenney for up to 60%. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Music from a good movie. I wonder whether Ryan actually learned how to play the piano. Look like, I mean, how can you do Chuck Curry? Our movie man is here. When somebody is the state of technology so good, Chucker, that they could fake putting another person's hands on the body because the shots of
they
him
probably
playing.
Could. They probably could. I think I read that he did learn how to play the piano somewhat, though.
He did.
Yeah, I saw him interviewed, and he said he already knew a little bit, but he studied how to specifically learn these songs.
Yeah, yeah. He was good in this movie. We're talking about La La Land and Ryan Seacrest. Ryan Seacrest, good. Ryan. Ryan. Which one? It's not Ryan.
Gosling.
Gosling, right. I'm thinking of Seacrest. I'm thinking of Reynolds. All right. And every once in a while, he teases Reynolds about the two Ryans. I remember he did that in an award show recently. Anyway.
So I finally got a chance to see La La Land yesterday.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I thought it's wildly overpraised. I really did.
Really?
I
thought it was good. I enjoyed it. I didn't think it was great.
I liked it, but here's my point. The trailer is awesome. And here's the thing. The trailer advertises this movie as a full-blown musical, and that's not what this movie is. And that really took me back. I would say this is about a 20% musical, and the musical numbers when they do them are really good. And Emma Stone is probably as comfortable an actress as I've ever seen on film. I mean, she's tremendously charming, and she's really good. I mean, he's good, but not worthy of an Oscar for Best Actor. I liked it. But I can tell you, a lot of people, because we booked it at our local community theater, a lot of people that I knew walked out. My wife, my daughter seen it, and a couple of friends. We all had the same reaction. We liked it, but were somewhat let down because I thought it would be much more on par with an old school musical. And you don't get that. I give it like a 6 out of 10, but 14 Oscar nominations, including Best Picture. For me, this is the year, 2016, the year of wildly overpraised movies. La La Land, Manchester by the Sea, Moonlight. I don't know. Maybe I'm getting a little older, and I like movies from the 70s and 80s and 90s a lot better.
You and I both agree on this. We'd like to see some movie that we actually go see, like Patriot Day. You had a lot. I had a beef about that, too. That's a show that tells a story, and it does it well. There's a lot of empathy in it. There's all of the pieces of the story, and there's some good acting in it. So why isn't that stuff ever eligible? Never saw a James Bond picture win an Oscar, did you?
No.
You know, and the action people, John Wayne only won one, and that was for True Grit, and that was more out of sentiment than anything else because of all of his contributions to movies, and I wonder how many more actors who are just passed by. I think, I said this earlier, Tucker, I wonder if you agree, with regard to the Grammys from last night and these other shows that have been around already, there's just too much inside, it's like insider trading. They're looking for an audience to watch these shows, but they bring all this obscurity in, and especially with the diversity kick. And, you know, last year we didn't have any blacks, so this year we're going to have 150 times as many blacks as we did last year. And that's not racist. It just is. It's an overreaction. You know, Hispanics next year, and Portuguese the year after that, and Czechoslovakians the year after that. Come on.
It's
supposed to be a universal thing.
Of all the films nominated for Best Picture, the only one I haven't seen yet is Hidden Figures.
Ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.